Blog Talk Radio.
Of LA. I said, yes, ma'am, is everything okay? She said, come over here, I got something to say. You shouldn't be on TV acting that way. I said, whoa, you'd rather I be fake. Want me to act like I don't make mistakes? Sorry, ma'am, I ain't cut that way. I gotta keep a 100 all day. And your attitude is worse than mine. And you can be a little bit more kind. And if you want folks to come to your church, we all gotta do some work to be like Jesus. Like there he is. They want to remind you of what you did. Don't know why some people just won't forgive. And some folks just won't let you live. Oh, how quick they forget what they did. Don't even remember who they did it with.
Shh, but that ain't none of my business.
Let me put it just like this. I want to be like Jesus.
Be like Jesus.
Hello, we are on the air. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in to We Live Radio Station. We thank you so much for joining us, and I have my two wonderful prophetess that are here on the radio station with me, and I'm going to say, go ahead and announce yourself, prophetess.
Prophetess Narissa, hello, good evening.
Hi, this is Prophetess Fantasia.
All right. Well, we on the air, y'all. Once again, we are on the air. And just like Diedrich Haddon said, we want to be like Jesus. You know what? People say that we can't be like Jesus, but how are we going to be able to maneuver and also live our lives according to him if we don't be like him?
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things that I hear people say all the time, is that you cannot be like Jesus. That is just so, it is such a lie.
It is
such a lie. Because that's exactly who he wants you to be like him.
Mm-hmm.
They even said in scriptures that to imitate him. And to imitate means to be like him.
Exactly.
Most of us want to try and be like everybody else. Like, you know, they always say we can't imitate Jesus, but these people out here imitating, trying to imitate these celebrities, they know they can't be them, but they try to be like them.
It's so true, and there's one worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
There's one worldwide that everybody used to say, I want to be like Mike.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello. How is it possible that you could be like Mike and can't, and it's impossible for you to be like Jesus?
And the scripture mm-hmm. also says that we were created in his image. So...
Mm-hmm.
If if the Father said, let us create them in our image, then how can you not be like him? You were created
Hello.
To be like him.
Hello. Oh, my
created.
Goodness. Well, I want to thank you all for tuning in to We Live, We Live. We are a family station. And what you hear in the background is just what you hear. We are family. We want you to know that this is a real
mm-hmm.
radio station. This is real life stuff that's going on. You're going to hear children in the background. You're going to hear everything. And we
mm-hmm.
just want you to know that we follow the Holy Spirit himself. We follow Emmanuel, who the world calls Jesus the Christ, and Jehovah. And also his name is Yahweh. So we follow them. So we are real people, real mothers doing real things and living a real holy life on this earth. So our topic today is about being spiritually calm in an upset world. Woo! Being spiritually calm in an upset world. Oh, man, when the Holy Spirit gave me that, I was laying in my bed trying to take a nap. Never, I was courting, how they say, I was dating a nap that never came, okay? So, and I asked the Holy Spirit, I said, Holy Spirit, what should this radio show be about? He said, being spiritually calm in the upset world. I said, my God. Ladies, I want y'all to go ahead and dig in because the floor is open. I'm going to say a prayer, and we're going to open this floor because we only have like 30 minutes for this show. And ladies
mm-hmm.
who are listening in now on the station, I just want to say to you that we are in a 15-week study with our Father. And it's an awesome study, and hopefully one day he will allow everyone to participate with us. I can't wait till he allows that to happen, because it's going to be a magnificent awakening for this entire nation, for this world, for us to do this study with them. And I really hope that that is his plan, because we have learned so much and have grown so much in our relationship with our Father and with the angels, with the heavens above. So we thank you, Holy Angels, so much for guiding us and teaching us all of these things, and also helping us through with our daily tasks in our life while we are learning this entire 15 weeks. So, Holy Spirit, thank you for your word. Thank you for giving us this topic today. And I pray that everyone is listening, that their hearts and minds be open, and also be inquisitive about who you are. I don't mind curiosity coming through. So I just want to thank you, Father, for these wonderful prophetess that is on this line. And I thank you so much for using this network to reach out to other women and to help them through their journey until they reach you, who you are, their destiny. So I thank you, and I praise your holy name. And I ask all these things in the name of Emmanuel. Hallelujah.
Okay.
Let's dig in. Being spiritually calm in an upset world. Y'all, I can tell you one person that's really upset, and that's Trump.
That's true.
He is upset. Oh, my goodness, he is upset. But us who are spiritual, and this entire world is totally upset because they don't know what to do with their lives, or
how mm-hmm. to make great decisions. Ladies, just go ahead and let the Holy Spirit move you.
Well, what helps me, and this has been going on since actually when I was a teenager, because I really haven't been looking at the news. Like when I was younger, I never looked at the news. But when I started looking at the news on TV and then also seeing the things that were going on around me, it was, even though it was, I had a calming spirit. Though I was seeing the things that were going on, what's going on around the world, what's going on in our community, and things of that nature. But the main thing that I set in my mind, that I did not want to live in fear. Yeah, there's wars going on in my community every day. Somebody was getting shot and killed. Somebody was getting robbed or whatever. But it's like I didn't want to go out in the world living in fear, knowing that all this stuff was going on. I made it in my mind that the Lord is watching. He's looking to see what's going on. He wants us to be aware, but to not be in fear. And that's when I put that in my mind, that really helped me along the way. Because if that was the case, if I was fearful every time I look at every time I turn on TV and I see something, because you're always hearing something, what's going on in the news. If I was to live in fear and be in the world, I would stay in the house. I would probably have like 15, 20 locks on my door. I would probably have bars on my windows. I would not come out. But I don't want to live like that. So it's something that the Lord wants us to be aware of, you know, not to be, you know, naive or anything, but just to be aware as to what's going on, but to not be in fear, because he knows all. He sees, I mean, just like that study that we had did the other day with one of our prophets, he was upset with the Lord because he sees the wickedness that's going on, and he's like, okay, well, Lord, you see what's going on. Why don't you just step in and just take care of this, you know? But the Lord said, you know, he sees what's going on, but he'll do it on his time. And that's that's what has been put on my heart as well. He sees what's going on, you know. But in the meantime, as long as you keep a spiritual relationship with him, he got you covered. He's not gonna let anything happen to you. Yeah, you're in the midst of like where I used to live. It used to be like a war game, like between the Bloods and the Crips. But you know, but I wasn't afraid because I knew that I was covered. And even then, I wasn't saved then, but I knew I was covered. I was protected. And there are times when if the Lord tell me, that, like, if I'm going out and you tell me not to leave out the house, I won't leave out. You have to listen to to the Spirit. You know, when people say, well, something told me to stay in the house. Well, that something was the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Telling you. Yes. So that's what helped me.
Mm-hmm.
Along the way, until this day, it still does.
Wow. Awesome. Awesome, prophetess. All right, Prophetess Fantasia, let us know. Being spiritually calm in an upset world.
Okay. Well, one of the things that helped me is actually something that was instilled in me from when I was a child. With my parents, well, you, Prophetess Allen, being my mom, and my dad, you guys will always, you know, tell me how special I am. Now, as I got older and as I started to learn about Christ and learn about who our Father Yahweh is, I could never see him creating me this special and precious thing to him to be harmed. So I always took that as, in the world, I just, you know, people would say that I was living in my own fantasy world and, you know, I didn't have any sense of reality and I wasn't being careful. But I was being careful. Back then, I didn't really know who the Holy Spirit was. So I was just like everyone else to say something told me or I had a feeling that. Once I came in to know who Christ is and I learned who the Holy Spirit is and everything that he's done for me, even in the past, before I even said yes and accepted Christ as my Lord and Savior, how he always protected me, I'm able now to actually hear him speak to me a lot more clearly. But I could never understand, I never saw myself being created to be destroyed. So
hallelujah.
Actually what kept me. And with this 15-week study, actually, it actually, with this 15-week study that we've been doing, it's actually confirmation for myself and for what, you know, for what the Lord has already showed and taught me. So that's how I stay calm. It did take practice, and it did take a lot of prayer to get here and to be able to be spiritually calm in this chaos, to just to be calm with everything that's going on, whether it's out in the world or directly in your home or whatever, or even at your job. It does take work, and it takes a lot of trust in the Lord. And ultimately, it takes a lot of patience. So once I learned that it was the patience thing I had to learn and had to work on, and everything else became gravy. Everything else
did. That is so true. That is so true. So, ladies and gentlemen, and if your husband is near you and he's listening to this radio show, or if you have any of your sons that are next to you that are listening, and nephews or whoever, uncles, this show is really for family. It's for all of us. But as women, increasing our knowledge and wisdom of who the Father is, and we are the women of the house, we must walk with a calm spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the fact that we take care of so many people, and there are so many roles that the Lord allowed us to have because he knew we can accomplish them all and complete them as well, as well as the Father being the head of the household and things of that nature. We have to have calm spirits because the world is wild. They running wild, and they running rampant. And the children are running rampant, and families are totally getting out of order. But you know what? In 2 Timothy 1:7, it says, "For Yahweh has not given us a spirit of timidity." So we are not scared of these wild, wild west. We're not afraid of the world because it's upset. The world is upset because they don't know anything. They don't know what to do, how to do it, what to accomplish, what not to do, what to say, what not to say. They don't know. But they're just going about the world and going about their worldly duties every single day. We know we came from that rush world. We came from that fast pace. So we do understand. So being spiritually calm in an upset world, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful verse and chapter to remember that the Lord doesn't give us a spirit of timidity. We are not afraid of the world. We're not afraid of them being upset, because those of us who have the Holy Spirit, we are the calm in the storm. And then it says, but of power and love and discipline. This is what the Lord gave us, those of us who are spiritual. He gave us power. He gave us love. And he gave us discipline. So when all hell is breaking loose and the storm seems very high, look for us. We'll be the calm in your storm. Because the Lord and the Holy Spirit prepares us for such a ravishing world. Because he knows that revelation has to fulfill itself. And the more rampant that the world becomes upset and it seems as though they're acting wild and out of sorts and it's uncontrollable, we are the calm that those who know that they don't want to be in the storm, don't have to be in the storm, they can find the calm. Psalms 107 and verse 29 and 30, it says, he caused the storm to be still. That's the power that he gave us. Whenever thing that's trying to come into your world or whatever, find someone who has the Holy Spirit, because they can calm any storm and they can make it be still. So that the waves in your life, even though it may be like a sea, and this is what happened in Psalms 107, so that the waves of the sea were hushed. We can tell them to be quiet because it is the Holy Spirit that gives us that power to say stop, and they will stop. And it says, then they were glad because they were quiet. So he guided them to their desired haven. those of us who have the gift of the Holy Spirit, this is what we can do for each and every soul that is out there. Us who are spiritual, this is what the Father gave us authority to do. We can quiet them, and we can send them to their desired haven. The person say they want a peace of mind. Through Christ and through the power of the Holy Spirit, we can give it. Why? Because it says in John 14:1, do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in Jesus. Believe in Yahweh his Father. And as he say, believe also in me. And also in John 14:27, this is what we can give the world when they are upset. We can give them peace. This is a peace from the Heavenly Father. It is not the peace that they are speaking of and joining nations together. That's a falsified peace. That's the beginning of revelation of the false prophets. But those prophets who are true, Prophetess Fantasia, Prophetess Narissa, and I am a prophetess myself, I promise you with confidence and a guarantee that we can give you John 14:27 because he lives in us. Jesus lives in us and he is with us. He says, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Do not let your heart be troubled. There it goes again. Nor let it be fearful, just like Prophetess Narissa said earlier. We can give you peace. Because I'm going to tell you, it's going to get even more. The world is going to become even more upset. An upset that you have never experienced in your life. But those of us who are spiritually calm, we don't have any trouble. We have no storms because our Father is with us. And in Matthew 8:23-27, this is when the disciples were in the boat and they saw the storm. He says, when he got into the boat, his disciples followed him. And behold, there rose a great storm on the sea, so that the boat was being covered with the waves. But Jesus himself was asleep. He had no concerns. He had a calm spirit. Then it says, and then came to him, they came to him, the disciples came to him and woke him up saying, save us, Lord, we are perishing. People who are in the world are going to be looking for the Christ in you. Find him now while he can be found, so that you can be spiritually calm when this world becomes in full fruition of being upset. I'm going to have Prophetess Narissa to pray for you all that are on this line, and we're going to open up that prayer now.
El Elyon, God Most High, Lord of Heaven and Earth, Father of Israel, we thank you. Thank you so much for this glorious and awesome night that you have allowed us to be on this prayer line tonight, on this radio show tonight. I want to just thank you, Father, for just everything that you are doing in our lives and just putting in our hearts and our minds to let us know to not be fearful of the things that are going on in the world. For Lord, you said that these things will take place, and it has to take place. You said that revelation has to run its course. But just stay calm. I pray that someone that is listening on this show tonight that will take heed to this message, that would put in their hearts and in their minds to know that they are special, that they are a child of Yahweh, that they can live a peaceful and calm life, to have peace in their spirits and calm within their spirits, and just continue to know that the Lord is with you. As long as you keep him in your life, mm-hmm. as long as you keep him first head start in your life, you will be covered.
Yes. Yes.
You will be calm within any storm. You will have peace within any storm.
Yes.
People first in your life. It is in Emmanuel's name I pray these things. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And Prophetess Fantasia, can you go ahead and go to Psalm 23 if you have your word?
Mm-hmm.
Psalm 23, verse 4, and encourage everyone on this line.
Okay. I'm going there.
Okay. And after, while she's looking for that, ladies that are on the phone, that is on their phones listening to us and have their phones on mute, because I know some of you do, I just want to encourage you with the scripture as Prophetess Fantasia speaks it into you. And remember, the Lord loves you so much. Just go out and look for him. But I know where you can find him. You definitely can find him right here. It is a guarantee. Okay, Prophetess Fantasia.
Okay, Psalms 23 and 4. Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort me.
There you go. That's where you can find him. When the storms rise in your life and it seems like this world around you is so upset, go to Psalms 23 and 4, and I guarantee you'll find him there. You will become very calm. But you cannot keep that calm until you actually come all the way in from the storm. And that's seeking Jesus as your Savior and as your Lord and giving him your worldly life, giving it up and turning your back on it. If you agree with this prayer, you can give me a call, 770-284-5717. 770-284-5717. And I'm going to say good night. And as we go off, you have a blessed day and blessed evening as well. And don't forget to pick up the phone and call Christ for all of your needs. But don't just use him. Walk with him and fight with him, as he protects you through all of your storms. And that is in Christ that I know that it will be done. But do your part. And this is Angie Christie. And the song is The Solid Rock. Let him be your rock. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, ladies. Good night, prophetess.
Good night.
FIO1 Dispatch Channel.